DW.
To unpack some of the ecological implications of what fires in the Amazon mean for countries in South America and for the world, I spoke with Quentin Lejeune, a climate scientist with the organization Climate Analytics. I started out by asking him what's happening to our planet when the Amazon burns as it has in this past month.
I think it's important to recall that land is currently a sink of carbon. So it means it's taking out carbon from the atmosphere. That means that land is actually currently slowing down climate change by absorbing carbon and storing it in the biomass through photosynthesis. And the Amazon ecosystems contribute greatly to this. And we know that climate change threatens to turn this land sink into a source of carbon dioxide emissions to the atmosphere. And that would actually, instead of slowing down climate change, that would actually accelerate climate change, so exacerbate it. But if we look more locally, the Amazon rainforest plays also an important role in the climate of South America, because through the leaves, tropical trees transpire vast amounts of water pumped into the soil, into the atmosphere, and this water is then transported by the atmosphere, and downwind it leads to rainfall in the forest. So this means tropical forests actually sustain the conditions that allow them to thrive, basically. But also they sustain precipitation for ecosystems and people that live up to thousands of kilometers downwind. So that's very important for the climate of the whole South America until the Rio de la Plata Basin, basically where Buenos Aires and Sao Paulo and Uruguay are located.
The Amazon is often called the lungs of the planet. Could you explain a little bit what the Amazon provides for us when it comes to the air we breathe?
So because the Amazon basin contains very important rainforests, so the biggest rainforests we have on Earth, photosynthesis is extremely active there. So this is indeed where a lot of transformation of carbon dioxide into oxygen happens. But it's an extremely important process because through photosynthesis, it produces oxygen. And also, as I said, it removes carbon out of the atmosphere, carbon dioxide, and stores it, thereby slowing down climate change.
Are these fires natural for the Amazon rainforest?
So we are currently in the dry season in the southern Amazon, at least. And that's a season where commonly we observe more fires at this time of the year. However, this year the increase seems to be more due to human activity than drought. So this and also the location of the fires points at the responsibility of human activities and especially farmers who want to clear forests to increase their agricultural land.
What do these fires mean for the biodiversity of the Amazon?
So, you know, the Amazon rainforest contains a tremendous amount of species. There was this study published in 2005 which said that the estimated proportion of Brazilian species was 9.5% of the world total. So just in Brazil, and most of it in the Amazon, and we keep discovering new species in the Amazon. So this is a hotspot of biodiversity. This is unique. This is unparalleled in the world. And fires lead to habitat destruction. So for biodiversity, it's obviously a very bad thing because it reduces the area over which these species can thrive and can reproduce and can survive.
And some say the Amazon is approaching a tipping point. What does this mean for the planet exactly?
So what could happen because of a combined threat of climate change and deforestation is that would upset basically the recycling of precipitation by forests. So the mechanism of trees, tropical trees, pumping water into the soil, sending it into the atmosphere where it's transported downwind, leads to precipitation, which allows for soils to thrive, et cetera, et cetera. This we call precipitation recycling. And this can be upset by climate change because climate change leads to more intense and more frequent droughts in the Amazon. And this mechanism of precipitation recycling can also be upset by deforestation because the first deforestation, the vegetation, the tall vegetation types that replace trees have lower evapotranspiration rates. This means there is less water sent to the atmosphere. This means this precipitation recycling mechanism is basically weakened, and that could lead to less precipitation downwind of the Amazon rainforest or in the parts of the Amazon rainforest that are remote from the ocean, where the moisture comes from, meaning that eventually the conditions may not be there anymore for the forest to thrive, and it may just become too dry for it to survive, which may lead to forest turning into a savanna. That's what we call in terms of tipping points. And the importance of that process would be dramatic for the global climate, because it would basically lead to immense release of carbon into the atmosphere. But what we're sure about is that the more we deforest and the more the planet warms, the closer we get to such a tipping point.
And what should we be doing about this?
We know that reducing and eventually halting deforestation is essential to remain under the 1.5 degree limit for global mean temperature increase compared to pre-industrial level, which is the limit that has been agreed upon by all countries under the Paris Agreement. And obviously the fact that deforestation rates are on the rise again in South America after having been decreased since the beginning of the 2000s is extremely worrying, because it's at odds with what we should be doing to reach the 1.5 degree goal.
That was Quentin Lejeune, a climate scientist with Climate Analytics.
This report was brought to you by DW.